Babe, can I come and talk to you? Hi, sweetie. I'm just gonna sit right next to you on your bed, okay? And just tell me if you don't want me this close to you. I want to talk to you about what you just walked in on. Listen. First of all, you need to learn to knock before you just come into mommy's room like that. And secondly, I need to learn, to be a little bit more, I guess, secretive about what I'm up to if I'm up to adult things during the day. And yes, I know, sweetie, you're an adult, but I'm your mother, and what I did was inappropriate. And listen, I'm sorry that I made it easier for you to walk in on that than it should have been. But I need you to know that what you saw was completely natural. No, listen, you've been such a good boy for mommy, and ever since your dad left, it's been really difficult for me, and having you here to take care of me has been amazing. And I feel like I've gotten even closer to you than, I had the entire time you lived with us before. That being said, baby, I am sorry again that I made you possibly uncomfortable, but I just wanted to talk to you and make sure that you're okay, and that you know that what mommy was doing wasn't bad, and I'm not mad at you for walking in. Okay? Yes, I did. I raised my voice because you scared me, because I didn't want to upset you with what you saw. Is that fair? You're such a good boy for mommy. Come here. Give me a hug. I'm so proud of you. Of course I am. Sweetie, I would never lie to you. I'm proud of you. You've helped me so much, and we just sat down and had a very awkward adult conversation, mother and son, and you handled it like a pro. What do you mean, too much like a pro? What are you talking about? Oh. Well, baby, that's not bad. That's not a bad thing. That's totally normal. About what? I know I'm not being weird, babe. Stop, baby, please. I am your mother, and I have seen your penis before, and I am flattered that you, No, I'm not. I'm not being weird. Listen, honey. I'm flattered that you saw me and that you enjoyed what you saw enough that you are responding physiologically. No, stop it. Stop. Don't cover yourself up. Listen, sweetie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about being an awkward mom. Come here. Let me see. See? Now it's not awkward because I'm barely clothed and you're hard, and this is normal where you're my son and I've seen it all before, and I'm your mommy and you've seen it all before. So it's not awkward. You can be hard and I can be half naked and we can be adult about this, can't we? What do you mean? Well, yeah, but that's nothing you need to worry about, baby. Of course, mommy's been lonely since dad left, but I mean, you saw I'm doing just fine. I can take care of myself, sweetie. Yes, honey, I can. I mean, yes, I wouldn't mind, I guess, having a younger man around the house to help take care of me, but I have you, sweetie. You're taking care of me in all the ways that matter. Well, maybe I can't ask that of you. That would be inappropriate. What would I want you to do? I don't know. All the things that your daddy used to do, I guess, before he fucked off with that other chick. I think mommy would just want you to hold her and kiss her. And now that I've seen your cock, sweetie, I think that mommy wouldn't mind touching it and maybe getting a taste of it if that wasn't too much. On the lips, or you could just kiss my cheek. Ooh, or mommy's actually really sensitive on the side of her neck. So if you just wanted to kiss mommy down the side of her neck, and over her collarbone, and down her chest, right between my breasts, baby, stop it, listen. I don't want you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. Although, judging by the bulge in your pants, sweetie, I'm wondering if maybe you're not all that uncomfortable. Oh, honey, your cock is thick. That's way thicker than your daddy's. Oh. Yeah, you like that? You know, sweetie, you're very concerned with making sure that mommy's okay and that mommy has everything she needs, but what about you, baby? This must have been hard for you. You broke up with that girl, what was her name? Chrissy? Christine, yeah. You left Christine to move back in with your mom. That must be really difficult for you. Now, whenever your cock gets hard, you don't have Christine's hands or her mouth or her. No, honey. She didn't? Baby, that's not acceptable. No son of mine is going to be with a woman who won't please him orally. No. Stop. No. No, that's not awkward. Me saying oral pleasure, honey, isn't awkward. The fact that you dated a woman for 3 years and that you were engaged to a woman who wouldn't put her mouth on your cock, that's weird. You must have had a blowjob before. No, baby, you must have. What about that girl before her? The girl with the hair, the really long black Alexis. She looked like she could be a good cocksucker. Listen, sweetie, if hearing your mommy talk like that makes you uncomfortable, then fine, I'll stop right now. But there is a whole side of me that you didn't know before now, and I would like to let that side out, if that's okay. Only if it's okay. Okay. Listen. I'm kind of having a hard time believing that none of these girls have ever put their mouths on your cock, sweetie. And I think mommy's been with enough men to know that getting your cock sucked is almost like a rite of passage. So, really, this isn't about me needing anything. This is about my son needing me. So let me just. Yeah. That's a very big cock, baby. Okay, sweetie, mommy's gonna show you something that I think you're gonna like very much. Okay? Close your eyes, baby. I just want you to lay back and enjoy it. I don't want you to think. I don't want you to be stressed. I just want you to have fun, okay? Good boy. How's that? Yeah. You like mommy's mouth on your cock, sweetie. Oh, yeah. You are such a good boy for mommy. Look at how hard your cock is. Oh, sweetie, I didn't think you would taste this good. Pre-cum, you are fucking dripping. Oh, I told you getting your cock sucked would feel good, sweetie. Oh God, mommy's missed having a cock in her mouth. Oh God. I'm kind of glad that you walked in on mommy fingering herself. I am. I'm really glad. Because I've seen you naked before, sweetie. I've seen your cock, and I've always thought about like to take you in my hands and bring you to my lips and just exactly and just tease you. And circle my tongue around the tip like this. And kiss it and lick all the way up your shaft. Oh my God, my baby has a very nice cock. And mommy has a good mouth, doesn't she, sweetie? Like mommy's mouth on your dick, baby. Do you want mommy to make you come? Oh, you've never came in a girl's mouth before, have you? Oh, you can fill mommy's mouth with cum, baby, and I'll swallow every fucking drop. Fun fact about your mommy, sweetie, is that I'm a bit of a fucking slut. Oh, and I get off on making guys come. That's right, I'm playing with my pussy. It does, it feels very good. I want to have a finger deep inside my cunt while I take my son's cock into my mouth. Oh, yes, it does. It feels very fucking good. Oh, baby, I want to make you come. I want to make you come nice and hard for mommy. Are you gonna do that for me? If I keep stroking your cock and sucking it and teasing the tip while I finger my cunt, are you gonna come for me, baby? Oh. Yes, I do. I want you to come for mommy. Yeah. Oh, I want you to be a good little boy for mommy and come for me. Oh, I want you to fill my mouth. Yes. Give me a nice big mouthful of your hot, sticky cum. Please, baby. Please, mommy's been so fucking desperate. Oh, look at all mommy's drool in your cock. Oh, mixed with all your pre-cum. Mommy likes making your cock nice and messy. Oh, yeah. Mommy likes choking on talk. It's okay, sweetie. As long as you like it, baby, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it hurts mommy's throat or not. But thank you, sweetie, for wanting to make sure that I'm okay. Oh, look at mommy's big boy. Look at that cock. Oh, yeah, baby, come for mommy. Please. Yes, baby, please. Please come for mommy. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come for mommy. I'm gonna come with you, sweetie. I want you to fill mommy's mouth with cum, please. Oh, please, baby, please, please, please fill mommy's mouth. Oh, yes, baby, come for me. Oh, come for mommy. Yes, good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh my God, baby. That was a lot of cum. Oh. Oh. Yes, of course I'm proud of you. Come here. I am. I'm very proud of you. Because you gave mommy a nice big mouthful of cum, of course. And because you had an adult conversation with me, and you apologized for coming into my room without knocking, and because you helped me take care of a problem that I've needed to take care of for a very long time. What's that? Oh, do I mean needing to come, or needing to come with my son's cock in my mouth? I don't know. Maybe I think that's up for you to decide. Do you really think that mommy's some kind of pervert that's been watching you for years, lusting over your body? Well, I don't know, baby. But if I had been having fantasies about you sticking your cock inside of me, I feel like maybe we're closer now than we ever have been, aren't we? And that makes me very, very happy.